Thank you. Well, good morning. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we're glad that you're with us today. It is a special day here. It is the soup supper. Why do I keep saying soup supper? Soup luncheon today. And Becky has some more about that.
Good morning. The confirmands, the parents, and the faith partners. I couldn't have done it without all of you. It's not me. It's on like 18 of us. So it's a huge luncheon, and we are really excited. We invited the two other churches, ILC and UMC, to join us this morning. We would love to have you join us for lunch today. We'll be wrapping up the ticket sales and the silent auction bidding around 11:45 this morning. That could shift slightly, so please pay attention to announcements. And thank you again for your incredible generosity and support. It truly does make a difference. And all the money goes back to the church for the faith formation retreats in the future. And just to make things flow really well, Jacob will do a prayer over the food just prior to today's benediction. So once the service is done, you're welcome to get in line. We do have kids here to help you carry your soup bowls or anything else you might need to. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Bob has an announcement for us.
We're still looking for someone to spearhead the annual Brock Fry in Brandon in August. Derek has done it for a number of years. Kathy and I did it prior to Derek. And Fred Crone, who many of you know, did it for upteen years prior to that. It's not a difficult job. It just needs someone to say, I'm in charge, I will open up the building, I will close it up, and I'll be there for anything else that you need. All of the stuff, all of the condiments, the ketchup, the mustard, the onions that are chopped, thank you, the onions that are chopped are all provided by Brandon Meats. You don't have to do that yourself. The au jus that goes into the roasters is provided by them. If you need anything during the day, you just go over and simply say, I need this or that. They bring it to you. We need someone to say, I will be there to open, and I'll be there at the end of the day for some of the cleanup. Signs, if you need signs, I know there are signs available. You don't have to worry about printing new ones. As I say, it's just we need someone there. If this goes by the wayside, if nobody comes forth to say, I will do it, we're going to lose the date. It will never get that date back, because I know there are other organizations that would love to take over another spot. It's a good money maker for 2 days. That money has been used over the years for Christian Ed, other programs, mission programs that can be designated for that money. Please give it some heartfelt thought, and so somebody takes this over. I do have one personal thing that I've observed. When I walked, came in this morning and seen all the preparation that has gone into this morning, and I think back over the years of the different coordinators that we've had for our Christian Ed, and how blessed we have been. I think back when we started, Kathy and I joined the church, it was June Ohm. And then Kathy Carlson took over. And then Deb Van de Zand took over. And then we had Heather Vanderkin, and now we got Becky Smith. The heartfelt thanks to those people that have taken forth and done this over the years and have kept this whole program going is beyond recognition, and I thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Bob. Alana, you've got?
I still haven't found anybody for Mother's Day, May 10th, to serve coffee hour. Please let me know this week. I like to get that in the newsletter and on the by the kitchen door, so please let me know. And then also choir practices this coming Thursday at 5:45. And then also the summer worship schedule begins Memorial Day weekend, which is earlier this year, May 24th. So that'll be one service at 9 o'clock.
Very good. Oh, yeah.
I was informed at council meeting on Monday that we are missing a person for finance committee. When we change the bylaws, we have three at-large people for finance. So I am looking for a volunteer. We meet once a month. Our meetings at the longest are half an hour. You can attend either in person or via Zoom. We go over the bills, we go over the income, we go over the investment funds. Our longest meeting is in October, and that's when we do the budget, and that's probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, depending upon how quick we are. But we would love to have a new member, and we're a fun group. So if you're interested, please let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I can attest, as the pastor, I attend almost every committee meeting that we have, and finance is by far the shortest. So if you're looking to get involved but want a lower time commitment, that's your place you want to go. So if there's nothing else, lead us in the call to worship, Sue?
Well, good morning. Please rise and join me in the call to worship. We arrive fully into this moment, Holy One. We open to sense your presence among us. We hear you say, this moment is sacred. We need you, Jesus, to help us. We come to you as your disciples did. We hear you say, this moment is sacred. Spirit of divine love, come to us with your healing waters. We hear you say, this moment is sacred. And please join me in the opening prayer. God of all sacred encounters, we give you thanks for this time to be together as a family of faith. Too often we get distracted in the busy schedules of our lives to set apart time to enjoy our time with you and with each other. Forgive us. Help us find holy opportunities for rest, that we might ground ourselves in your presence. Amen.
Our opening song this morning is going to be a new one for you all, but it's one of my very favorites. I grew up doing this one. This is Bring Many Names, and I'm going to lead it, and I'll sing the first verse, and then you can join as you feel comfortable. Bring many names, beautiful and good. Celebrate in parable and story, holiness and glory, living, loving God. You may be seated.
Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. One of the stories of how the world came to be in our scriptures. Here we are reminded that even the Creator God Himself had set apart time to take in all the amazing things God had created with gratitude and praise. On the sixth day, God finished the work that He had done, and He rested on the seventh day from all the work that He had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rested from all the work that He had done in creation. Our second reading is from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. In the letter, writer offers his fledging Christian community some examples of what to hallow in and through their prayer and praise, and what to set apart their time and attention toward. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellent, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. Here ends the reading for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sue. You have such a warm and soothing voice, and it's nice to listen to you read. Friends, will you pray with me? God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So my college band director, Dr. Christopher Werner, who you see on the screen there, arrived to Lakeland University the same year I did. He endeared himself to his students by his wit, his sarcasm, his love of a good cup of coffee, and even by his searing conversations with you when you needed an attitude adjustment. One of his most important teachings was to always stay focused on improving and never stop practicing. He actually had a sign on his office door that said these four things that he found on the internet somewhere. I'm sorry I'm a mean band director. I'll try to be nicer. One and two are lies. Go practice. His energy was electric, and there was such hope for the music department at Lakeland, which was struggling at that time, because he was there. But then he got esophageal cancer. And after several medical leaves of absence, it came back with a vengeance and turned out to be terminal. While he was on his last medical leave before his death, Lakeland had a fundraiser for him to help with his mounting medical bills and celebrate his massive impact on our community. I went to that fundraiser for a couple of hours, but I also knew that I had a huge music history paper due the next day that I hadn't started yet. So I waited for a long time in the long line of people wanting to talk to him. But the only thing I could think about was finishing that paper. You know, because he was such a workaholic himself, I told myself, oh, he'd be telling you, oh, go and finish the paper, go and write it. Because that's the kind of person he was. So I left. thinking that I would have another chance at another time to tell him what he meant to me. I truly didn't believe that he would die that fast. But then, 2 months later, when he died, I had immense regret that I hadn't stayed longer at that fundraiser to thank him personally for all of the ways he had impacted my life. If I knew then what I know now, I would have pulled an all-nighter. I would have done anything. I would have accepted a lower grade, whatever. That paper was very important. It was a substantial part of my grade. But it was also important to say thank you to somebody who at that time I considered a friend. Even if I, and that paper still would have gotten done even if I had stayed longer at that fundraiser. But I was too focused on the task at hand in front of me to reason with myself, to tell myself that the paper could wait just a little longer and to be fully present with the person in front of me. Now, I tell this story not as a cautionary tale or not because I need reassurance or validation for the decision that I made, but I tell this story because of what it taught me. It taught me to be present with the people around me, even when there is important work to be done. This week I wonder, what if God had done what I did? One of our texts from Genesis reminds us that on the seventh day, after God had done all this work, God rested. Not because the work was complete, but because it was enough for the world to start. We know that God looked at the world and called it good. Not perfect, not complete, but good. What if God had worked and worked and worked and not appreciated what God had done? What kind of model would that be for us in how we live our own faith? This week in our series on prayer, we're talking about sacred encounters and how those sacred encounters can be helpful in our own faith lives. So first I'm going to talk about the meaning of Sabbath and the scripture from Genesis, and then I'll talk about how part of resting is being present to the people in our lives and how that presence can open new connections to our faith. As we consider this piece of the creation stories, we're reminded that rest is actually part of the work, not separate from it, as many of us might be tempted to believe. God understood this as well. One commentary reminded us that even God takes a break sometimes and offers us to call on God with an emergency phone number called prayer when we don't see God physically. And our series writer, Dr. Marcia McPhee, reminds us that the Bible uses the word hallowed or hallow to explain what God did on that day. She reminds us that that the text says that on the seventh day, God hallowed it. That's the same word that we use in the second phrase of the Lord's Prayer, to praise God for God's holiness. Hallowed means holy and set apart. God made the seventh day holy and gave it a different purpose that was not separate from the work of creation, but a part of it. When I think about Dr. Werner, sometimes I wonder if what I failed to do on that day was hallow him, to set him apart as worthy of my full attention. The letter to the Philippians takes that a step further, reminding us to think about the things that bring us joy in the midst of our work for justice. We should take a few moments to hallow, to set apart the special people in our lives and the things that bring us joy. After church today, we're going to spend some time together setting apart time for our confirmation students, for their families, for their faith partners, for our Christian education program, to talk about and to remind ourselves why that work is important. And, you know, so many people have worked so hard for such a long time to make this day possible. And now we truly get to enjoy it. The Philippians text says, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. I certainly think all of this is worthy of gratitude and joy. And when we've worked hard, when the work seems to never end, we're invited to think about the things that are worthy of praise and gratitude. Now, in some ways, the story that I shared at the beginning of the sermon has a sad ending. I didn't have a chance to share well wishes with someone I cared about. But it's also given me a new perspective. Because of that experience, I learned how important it is to be present to the people around me. And that has paid dividends in my life and in my career. I ended up in a career, humorously, where the work is never done, just abandoned for the rest of the day. And there are beautiful times that I get sidetracked talking to some of you while I'm, you know, generally in the midst of doing some of the more mundane things. But what the experience with Dr. Werner taught me is that these conversations with you and these conversations that I have with other special people in my life are not separate from the work. They are part of the work. I'm going to try not to make that same mistake twice. Even as I knew Dr. Werner to be an endlessly productive person, the reason why he was so beloved was that he took time, even in the midst of busyness, to build relationships and celebrate the people around him. So maybe that was his final lesson to me, a lesson that I learned quietly and without a letter grade. Do honest work, rest, and enjoy the world and the people around you. It seems fitting that we learn this in a series on prayer, because rest and enjoying the world around us is a form of prayer that doesn't require fancy liturgy or even any spoken words to God. Rest is prayer because it's an act of trust, a declaration that the world does not depend on our unceasing effort. So my friends, as you go into this week, may you receive the gift of setting aside the scrambling through everyday activities. May you set something important aside in favor of being present with your Creator and with the people in front of you. May you receive the gift of somebody telling you, "It can wait." You might be surprised by the gifts that your rest will give you. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we enter into our prayer time, we're going to do Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying, and we'll do it twice. Let's take a few moments of silence to think about the people in our lives and the situations in our lives that need our prayers and our love today. Amen. So as we start out our joys and concerns time, I have a joy. I drove to church today because I passed my road test on Tuesday.
And I gave you your last ride.
You sure did give me my last ride. Well, and to be clear, with some if I have to do some driving out, like if I have to go to Fond du Lac or something, at least for a little bit, I may ask for some help with that until I get more comfortable doing that. But it's nice to know that I've got people that I can still ask if I need it. And I do want to take a chance to thank the several people in this church who have helped make it possible. Jeff Dukoch and Becky Smith and Mick and Janet Gale and Deb Van de Zand. All of you are saints, and I appreciate it. Of course, I have to thank my amazing fiance for encouraging me on the way, and all of that. I'm going to get emotional now, so I'll stop. So, God in your mercy. And we also ask for prayers for all of those people that are on our visitation list. In specific, I want to highlight the Hammers, the Lairds, Connie White, who's now in Oshkosh at a rehab center there, or assisted living or something. I'm not sure exactly what to call it, all of the people that are on our visitation and prayer list. God, in your mercy. Anything else today? Okay. Then let us be in a time of prayer together. God, in your grace and love, you remind us to rest. Rest in your grace and your presence and in the presence of others. And sometimes that's not always the easiest thing to do, because for so many of us, the work never really ends. We ask you to help us set boundaries. We ask you to help us care for ourselves and be mindful of our energy. We also ask you to be present with all of those whose names are either on our hearts or have been spoken aloud today. Help us be present with those people. Help us be a gift and a blessing. Give us the reminder that our presence with other people can truly be a gift. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, resurrected, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts. We forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at Union Congregational Church, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. As you give today, you can place a gift in the plates as the ushers come around, or you may also give online at ucc.wapan.net. But however you give, may you do so remembering that your gift benefits not only the work of this church, but the work of the Church Universal. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Loving God, thank you for the gift of sacred encounter with you today. May the gifts we offer the world become sacred encounters for others. Enough food, stable housing, enough love to go around. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 71, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. We'll be doing verses 1, 2, and 4. Before I give the benediction, I'm going to bless the food. I am mindful of the fact that service is ending a little bit earlier than I expected. So we don't want to just barrage the kitchen crew until they're actually ready. So we'll double check to make sure that they're ready. But I will give the food, give the blessing now, so that we can just get in line when we're ready. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this opportunity to be together. We give you thanks for the food, for the hands that have prepared it, and the land from which it has come. We ask you to bless our amazing confirmation students as they continue this work of their faith journey. We ask you to bless us as we enjoy food and fellowship together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, here's the benediction. May you go from this place being refreshed by the sacred encounter you've had with God today. May you go from this place remembering that the people and situations in front of you are important, and your work is also important. May you go from this place ready to be a blessing to somebody else, for you never know how your light and your love could make the world better for somebody. And now, may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and let's go eat. Amen.